Now we're going to turn to Brother Aaron Keymichael, and he has chosen technology. Brother Aaron.
Turn it on. Yeah, when you think about technology, I mean, it touches all of our lives. And I hadn't really realized just how influential or how Israel's technology permeates the cultures that we live in and the different things that they do. So what I have here is a report from CleanTech, the global 100 companies in the world, that this organization goes through and they rate and they rank the companies. And it says, if you follow along in some of the text, North America represents 69% of the top 100 countries. And then skipping down a little bit, it says that viewing the number of winning companies in relation to gross domestic product reveals a different story, with Israel leading for density of high-impact clean tech companies within an economy. We also rank highly in second place on the index, which measures a country's potential to produce innovative private clean tech companies. And if you look at this, the graphic, they had four companies in 2011. They had six companies that qualified in 2012. They had a net increase of two. But here's the point the article's making. 25.5 companies per $1 trillion of GDP versus the United States, which has 4.2 companies per $1 trillion of gross. So you have a very tiny country that has a tremendous amount of their economy is based on technology. And in this particular slice of that technology, we're just looking at companies that have qualified for clean, such as some of the solar companies that they have, some of the hydro companies that they have, desalination companies, etc. Let me flip over to another slide here. And there's several reasons why, before I go on, split the slide, there are several reasons why Israel is such a leader in technology. And the three basic ones are, is first of all, they rely heavily on the immigration, the intellectual capacity of the immigrants that come into their nation. You know, we talk about this Palestinian issue where after the war, Six-Day War, they had these Palestinians isolated. A lot of nations don't realize, a lot of people don't realize that 800,000 Jews came back to Israel during that period of time frame from the Arab nations, and they lost everything. And then since then, you've had millions, literally millions of individuals come in, many of them from Russia, with very high intellectual educations and intellectual training. They didn't have the technology behind it, but when they got to Israel, they were able to implement their knowledge into a technological environment. So the first one was the immigration. The second reason they have that they're very good at what they do for technology is that the government stands behind them and they seed companies. So they invest into the entrepreneurship of their nation. So instead of funding, you know, other projects, they stick a lot of money into developing companies. And the third main reason is that they have a conscription. You have to serve in the military in Israel. And so what they do is they pull all these individuals in and they tap them for their technological skills. And because Israel has to always come up with fast ways to solve big problems, they develop this entrepreneur mentality within the young of the nation itself. And so what they do is then when they get out of the military, one of the first things they do, many of them, is they start their own companies. Because they've got the technological training and experience developing and leading big projects under high speeds using, you know, good technology. And secondly, the government steps up behind them and says, we're going to help you do it. So those are the three main reasons why. But when you look at some of the products, you know, the computer chips that we use, a lot of them have been developed, the cell phones, Motorola's from, you know, Israel. Peter mentioned this Iron Dome. It's the first system in the world that can shoot down a rocket. And depending upon which statistics you look at, the government says they had about a 33% success ratio, which means that for every three rockets that were fired, they shot down one of them. However, that's not a completely accurate statistic because they actually say their accuracy is 85%. Because they don't shoot down every rocket that's fired at them. And what they do is with this iron defense system, they calculate the trajectory. of where this rocket's going to land. If it's going to land in a harmless area, they let the rocket go. And then they don't shoot it down. So they have an 85% accuracy. If they target a rocket to destroy, 85 times out of 100, they're going to. And one of the websites showed that they estimate there's 20,000 rockets pointing at them from their neighboring countries, over 20,000 rockets, which is why they are trying to accelerate their national defense systems. Many of the technologies that we see in our everyday life, you know, they have pill cameras that you can swallow. That's Israeli development. A lot of the web applications are Israeli development. So when a company or a country or an individual says, I want to boycott Israel and their technology, you can't because they're so pervasive. And we can see the Lord's hand in the way that technology has been being implemented and the way it's been developed.
Thank you very much, Brother Aaron.